More than 3 years after people filled the streets of Kiev to protest graft in the government, Ukraine is still considered one of the most corrupt countries in Europe. Now activists have something to celebrate, and they're calling it the biggest victory against corruption since Ukraine became an independent country 25 years ago. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Kiev.
The courtyard behind the Solomianskyi Court is littered with trash, left by activists who had blocked the exits during a 48-hour protest last week. They were afraid that Roman Nassirov, the former head of Ukraine's tax service, might escape pre-trial detention and avoid the country's first major anti-corruption trial. Maxim Aristavi, a journalist and activist, says he was reminded of the huge protest 3 years ago on Kiev's main square, the Maidan, which has since become synonymous with people power revolution.
All those two nights showed us that there is still a public anger, and civil society is a powerful force and it can influence events at crucial point. And it doesn't mean that the revolution is a success, but it means that it's not dead yet.
Nassirov was arrested by officers of the newly formed Anti-Corruption Bureau. He was accused of participating in a scheme that cost Ukraine more than $70 million.
This is a person who is extremely close and indispensable for President Poroshenko and his administration. So for Ukrainians, just to see fiscal chief and Roman Nassirov in the courtroom is something unprecedented and mind-blowing.
Afraid the crowd outside might get out of control if Nassirov walked free, the judge extended his detention by 2 months and set bail at nearly $4 million, an unprecedented amount for Ukraine. Daria Kalanyuk, the director of the non-governmental Anti-Corruption Action Center, calls blocking courts enhanced civil society control.
It's a very important message to people who want to abuse power, abuse their office for embezzlement, for self-enrichment, for protecting the interests of oligarchs, to stop doing that.
Kalanyuk says President Petro Poroshenko, who was elected 3 years ago on a reform platform, has done little himself to change the system. Rostislav Pavlenko, the deputy head of Poroshenko's administration, rejects that criticism.
Much was done, actually, to cut this tail that goes into the Soviet times or post-Soviet times and actually kickstart the new institutional outfit. Yet in 3 years, we have to do the work that was neglected for more than 20.
He says progress has been slow because in the years after independence, Ukraine failed to build a system of checks and balances. Political scientist Volodymyr Fesenko says thanks to the peaceful outcome of the courthouse standoff, Ukraine avoided a major political crisis. But he says Ukraine suffers from a Maidan syndrome, activists using blockades and direct action to pressure the government. Fesenko says there's a danger that if such drastic actions are used too often, they could end up destroying the Ukrainian state. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Kyiv.